Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you here on the program. We appreciate you being here watching or listening, in this case, from all around the world. We're welcoming back to our broadcast transformational coach, Agnes Chow. Agnes is the owner of multiple businesses and a not-for-profit public charity, all with common goals: transformation, empowerment, and living without limited beliefs. Before launching those, she had a successful 26-year career in aerospace engineering, a field that was scientifically driven. Today, Agnes is an award-winning transformational coach and a Psyche facilitator and speaker. She facilitates transformations in minutes to help free people's minds and bodies by tapping into their heart, their mind, and their body intelligence. She also helps clients improve their overall happiness by improving brain health. She knows that the brain impacts our moods, motivations, behaviors, and beliefs. There's actually a brain health assessment portal accessible on her website. I'll spell that out for you too. www.agneschaullc.com. And it's one of many exciting and free resources she makes available. Agnes functions as a transformational coach, a private consultant and speaker who provides strategies, tools, and techniques for physical, mental, and emotional well-being. She says she's very proud that she has these tools in her treasure chests of tools and that she can use any or all in a combination that suits each individual client. She actually helps people tap into divine intelligence. Within that, that enables them to overcome limitations, let go of drama, stories, and be the best version of themselves. In addition to her professional coaching engagements, Agnes does chair that not-for-profit public charity called The Empowered Heart. She'll talk about this effort and the many women and veterans who have benefited from its training programs as well. Very excited to welcome back to Close Up Radio, again, renowned transformational coach, Agnes Chow. Agnes, thank you very much for joining us here on the show, coming to us direct from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome back to the series as we kick off a new series with you here on Close Up Radio.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the conversations we've had so far, and I'm happy to be back.
Well, it's our pleasure and our honor and always a blessing and a joy when you're with us. And today on this show, as we kick off the exclusive series, we're going to delve into some really insightful and empowering topics, one of which is breaking free from the addiction to suffering, an actual addiction to suffering. Some people may say, what are you talking about? Who would be addicted and why would anybody want to be addicted to suffering? But if people haven't heard your previous shows, in addition to us talking about addiction to suffering, which is what we're going to focus on today, before we do that, let's maybe recap the path that you took to become a transformational coach, to remind those who maybe have joined us on previous episodes or perhaps new listeners who are joining us today. And that scientific background that you have really supports this current work. Tell us about that path.
Yes, certainly. I took the best strategies and tools from my 26 years in aerospace engineering, and those skill sets translated to what I am doing now, including coaching and mentoring and getting to root cause of problems quickly and identifying most effective and efficient solutions to move forward. I'm also a lifelong learner, and I've learned natural ways to restore physical, mental, and emotional well-being since 2012. My training includes Psyche whole brain facilitation for the transformation of subconscious beliefs and programming, brain health studies through Amen clinics, acupressure, tongue and tapping, gua sha, and cupping.
That's really important for people to realize that background. Today, I know you want to talk about breaking free from the addiction to suffering. Now, people may be saying, "What? Who would want to have an addiction to suffering, and how could they?" And but they do. And why do you think people have a tendency to repeat the negative patterns in their lives that keep them in that state of suffering?
Yeah, well, it's because we consume it through what we see and hear in the media and the drama stories that abound. Our subconscious minds have been inundated with stories of suffering and the victimhood mindset. And when stuck with these old subconscious programs that have underlying themes of unworthiness and fear, it becomes a challenge to even be aware of one's state, let alone know that there is an alternative to this human condition of suffering. There may also be active archetypes of victim and saboteur playing out. That's the self-sabotage element. And there may also be secondary benefits, such as meeting certain human needs, like significance, love, or connection with others by embracing the suffering. You see, everything is energy, and suffering is an energy. And it can be hard to resist because it's familiar, it's a comfortable energy, and can even be addictive. The problem is when that comfort becomes the very thing that makes the person consistently unhappy. And it's really a dis-ease in the mind-body system, and it creates stress that affects one's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. That's, you know, when we forget that we are co-creators of our reality and have a choice and how we respond to any condition or situation.
I see. Thanks for breaking that out for us. What are some of the ways, from your perspective, Agnes, that we can actually break free from that addiction to suffering? You know, there, I would imagine, powerful questions, whole brain state, vibrate out of it, a lot of different things. Tell us about some of that.
Yes. I call it the ABCs. A is for awareness of one's state. B would be beliefs, our belief systems. And C is the challenge we want to take to break free from the drama stories, embrace the empowerment stories. And so I'll break that down further. A, awareness, it can start with asking powerful questions to understand the purpose of the suffering and to understand how does the suffering serve me. To determine if we're ready to transform, we can ask, what am I to learn from this experience and what do I want instead? There's this wonderful book. It's called Messages from the Body, and it is available on my website. And Messages from the Body, why is this powerful? Because whenever we have a physical ailment, our mental and emotional body is telling us it's time to let something go. And often we would address the symptom rather than the root of the problem. Well, this book, Messages from the Body, helps us understand what the psychological messages are behind physical ailments. And sometimes it's important to recognize what those messages are, what the lessons are to be learned, and to move forward. Also on my website, there are free brain health questionnaires. And these free brain health questionnaires help us understand how our thinking and our feelings are connected with different parts of our brain. And to know that we can improve brain health at any age. When it comes to belief, yeah, isn't it time that we take back our power and know that we are worthy of experiencing the best that life and love have to offer? I mean, it's time to thrive by creating a new reality for ourselves. and it starts with changing our belief system, mostly subconscious. And because the subconscious mind is operating at 40 million bits per second, while the conscious mind is operating at 40 bits per second, we may need a powerful modality like Psych-K to align the subconscious with the conscious mind's goals with the support of the superconscious, also known as the higher self, to get to a whole brain state. And Psych-K is a spiritual process with often physical, mental, emotional benefits, and it helps identify and resolve the underlying subconscious limitations, stress, or conflicts that may be leading to unwanted conditions in our lives. And a whole brain state is really an expanded state that creates more capacity and potential to manifest one's preferences and goals. So I can offer an example if that helps.
Yes, we love examples. Yeah.
Okay. So I was helping a client who had extreme anxiety, and this individual felt potential for abandonment, and so through the Psych-K facilitation, we conducted a muscle test to communicate with his subconscious mind to understand if his temporal lobes were operating at their optimum. And temporal lobes are responsible for emotional stability. And so this person actually would act up at times as well. And so we learned from muscle testing that his subconscious mind was communicating that his temporal lobes were not operating at their optimum. And with the permission of the superconscious, we proceeded to do a Psych-K balance to help him get to a whole brain state. And within a matter of minutes, by guiding him through various whole brain postures and movements, he felt a complete sense of calm and something that he had not experienced in a very long time. And when we probed further, what surfaced was when he was probably like 2 months or 3 months old, his mother had gone back to work and left him in the care of someone who actually didn't take care of him. And so he felt extreme anxiety of feeling abandoned, and that he would be alone and left to fend for himself. So it's incredible how very early experiences in our childhood leave these subconscious programs that were created initially for survival and for safety. However, they no longer serve us. And it's important to surface these underlying beliefs that no longer serve us, and to transform those belief systems. And sometimes it is important to have a modality that is very powerful to reprogram that subconscious mind that's operating at 40 million bits per second.
Right.
And, C, challenge. So the challenge is to transition away and out of the suffering by applying the five senses to resonate with higher frequencies for well-being. So applying the five senses, we can see or visualize what you want instead. So that may be a vacation spot, and it may be a beach scene, and that helps us get to a better state. We can actually change our thoughts and our emotions in a matter of 2 seconds. And sometimes we need to disrupt that pattern of suffering by shifting to a a different state, and whether it's through visualization or listening to sound healing music, as an example. Sound healing music can help tune the body into frequencies for well-being, whether they're sophageal frequencies or binaural beats or even classical music. And then the sense of smell, smelling a rose or flower or something of high vibrational frequency. And then tasting, or even imagining tasting your favorite food. And it's best to actually consume high vibrational frequency foods like fruits and vegetables, because that can also help tune one's body into frequencies for well-being. And so I also see that there's opportunity to feel through movement, whether it's through yoga or dance or qigong exercises, where there's a horse riding stance where you can connect with Mother Earth and pull in her natural healing vibrational energies and frequencies for overall well-being. And, I see that while suffering may be a human experience, it's not meant to be a permanent state of being, nor a defining aspect of one's identity. And the key is to not get stuck in suffering and to take steps, proactive steps, to move forward and live conscious lives.
That's so important, isn't it? Always moving forward, always taking those steps forward. Sometimes we get stuck in the suffering, stuck in the moment, and reaching out for help is also something that's very important as you invest in yourself, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You were sharing some wonderful examples. You know, another thing, too, is mindset. How important is a mindset of worthiness in actually helping to break free?
Oh, it's super important. And yet it's very challenging. It's, you know, a lot of times we forget to put our own oxygen mask on, and we need to do this to be present for others. And it's also difficult to counter any subconscious programming. You know, as an example, at a young age, when parents go back to work, the child, they're not a priority and therefore not worthy. And I'd like to offer our listeners an acupressure point. It's just underneath the collarbone where there's like a dimple on either side. And these are the self-worth points. So I like to touch these self-worth points and send light and love to these points. And while doing that, say, I am worthy of the best that life and love have to offer. And I teach people how to do this in one-on-one sessions in my transformational coaching business, and also in group settings through my Empowered Heart Circles that are offered through my nonprofit, The Empowered Heart. And this can be very transformational for people when there's energy built up that no longer serves us. And through various modalities, we can let go of that energy and replace it with light and love energy, and to recognize that we are indeed worthy of the best that life and love have to offer.
And these are things that you've even learned yourself about yourself along the way, haven't you, Agnes? That's one of the things I love about what you do and about your approach, as I've learned through the interactions we've had with you as a guest on Close Up Radio, etc., is you walk the walk, talk the talk. You're not just talking about just the scientific and clinical data points, but you've experienced these things yourself, so you are very relatable. As much as so much of this is science-based and you know, has the clinical background to it, it's a humanistic experience, and you walk the walk and talk the talk yourself, right, Agnes?
Yes, indeed. Thank you for highlighting that, Jim. I appreciate you. I will tell you that I did live most of my life in the dreaded drama triangle until I recognized that there was an antidote, and it was the empowerment dynamic. I mean, isn't it crazy to know that, you know, at one point in my life, I was, I would actually compete with my friends as to who had it worse, whether it was, you know, someone with some illness and then trying to top it off by saying, well, you know, you may have a cold, but I have a cold and a sore throat, as a silly example. However, we're, you know, at the time, not even being conscious that that's what I was doing, outdoing somebody. And what that does is it blocks off empathy. And because we are, at the time, I was stuck in my own thinking. And in that instance, you know, the persecutor being the illness. And it was important for me to recognize that when we have empathy, we can understand how others are, what they're experiencing. And in the process, you know, as an example, I could have said, I'm sorry you're experiencing what you are. How can I help? And I, too, can relate because I've experienced something similar. However, then you're more present for the other person. And when I read the wonderful book, The Power of TED, TED, The Empowerment Dynamic, and recognized that the antidote to the drama story was the empowerment dynamic, it opened up a world of awareness for me and recognizing that I am the co-creator of my reality, that I can take those steps to live a more conscious life, that I do have the power of choice, and I can choose a drama story or I can choose an empowerment story. And I will tell you that with my Psych-K training, I underwent some serious transformations and have witnessed and facilitated significant transformations for people. Everything from the core belief balance, which consists of 13 pairs of statements, from I am worthy to unconditional love, to letting go that which no longer serves us, to self-reflection and transformation and recognizing the divinity within each of us. And that's why I breathe into my heart to connect with the divine intelligence that is within me and that is connected with divine source that is within and outside of me. And all these practices and recognition of our abilities to really live conscious lives and to know that we have a lot more power than we realize.
Mm. You know, we really do when we believe in ourselves, right? Isn't that so important when we believe in ourselves, which I think is one of the most important things that you can do is to believe in yourself, because a lot of times we necessarily do that, and the outside world sort of gets in the way and tells us otherwise, right?
Exactly.
That's so incredibly important. Thanks for sharing the story too, you know, about your own experiences and your own relatability as well. And that's very important to do that, isn't it? To be open, to reach out.
Absolutely. And I will tell you that there is a very powerful video testimony on my website that was given by a woman who had experienced a psyche transformation. And she had been through years of talk therapy with no results. And within a matter of a psyche balance, she felt the transformation occur. And what she had experienced was a lot of grief and sadness due to the loss of her son several years ago. And she felt like she couldn't move on. And, you know, when we lose someone we love, and especially through tragic circumstances like suicide, it doesn't just affect that person's life. It affects the lives of everyone else who is connected with that person. And while the grieving and mourning process, there is a natural grieving and it's normal to experience that, and there's a time for that and to honor that. However, when it becomes part of our identity and it prevents us from moving forward in our own lives, that's when we need to recognize that we need some tools to help us move forward. And so through the psyche facilitation, she had sensed that there was a hole in her heart area. And by guiding her to a whole brain state, she felt that hole filling in with light. And a few weeks later, I get a call from her telling me that her whole life had transformed, that she was more aware of how her actions and thinking and feelings were connected with her whole grieving process and how it impacted her and how it impacted others. And she also noticed that the trees were more vibrant in colors and other positive aspects. And that's the thing about getting to a whole brain state, is this expanded awareness and expanded state of being so that we can manifest things that are in support of our goals and desires.
I think that's fantastic. It's really, what's the best way people, we've got about a minute left, but what's the best way people can connect with you to learn more about all of this extraordinary work you're doing?
Yes. So on my website, as you had mentioned, we have free resources for our listeners, including free brain health questionnaires to understand how your thinking and feelings are connected with different parts of your brain. There's the messages from the body book that you can obtain through the website, and also my articles, and the latest one being ABCs to Break Free from the Addiction to Suffering. And that is available through my website and through Brains Magazine. And also for the Empowered Heart, which is my nonprofit, we have a Empowered Heart Circle happening on Sunday, February 19th, and people can find out more information about that through theempoweredheart.org.
Agnes, it's always a blessing to chat with you, and thank you so very much for joining us on the show today, and looking forward to speaking with you more as the series continues to roll along. Hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you, Agnes, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, and it's a pleasure as always.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. The pleasure is all mine. Agnes will be with us next week as we continue our series exclusively on Close-Up Radio. Again, here is the website. I'll spell it out for you. AGNESCHAULLC.com. She's extraordinary. I've met her personally, so I can attest to the fact that she knows her stuff and she truly cares. So make contact. She's a transformational coach, private consultant, speaker, and she provides the strategies and tools and techniques for physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Really amazing. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time to next time and inviting you to stay right there as another celebrated guest stops by Close-Up Radio. We look forward to that. Till then, for all of us, take care, be well, and have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close-Up Radio, a division of Close-Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.